This is Sherilyn, Editor-in-Chief of the Ballet Herald, and you are listening to Ballet Beats. The following episode's narration has been automatically generated thanks to text-to-speech software.
If you're in the Salt Lake City area and wanting your fix of Bram Stoker's thrilling tale come to life, Ballet West's Dracula may be just the event to attend. It's been a decade since Ben Stevenson's interpretation has been seen on the company's stage, featuring creepy crypts, exploding chandeliers, phantom horse-drawn carriages and flying undead brides.
How exciting it is to bring all our artists and orchestra back together again for the grand spectacle of Dracula. After a 10-year hiatus from Ballet West, I felt that this year more than ever, was the time to bring this wildly theatrical production back. It is a sumptuous blend of elegant art, dramatic stage effects and fun entertainment.
The Janet Quinney Lawson Capitol Theater is host to 7 performances of Ballet West's Dracula, a grand SCLAE production that includes more than 60 dancers accompanied by the Ballet West Orchestra. The Dracula Bash, a special event hosted by Ballet West and X96, will be held in the theater lobby immediately after the October 29th, featuring dancing, drinks and a Best Vampire costume contest. Based on Bram Stoker's 1897 Gothic vampire novel, Count Dracula is on the hunt for his next undead bride, thirsting for fresh blood. With help from his henchman Renfield and one of his bewitched victims, Flora, he preys upon the nearly betrothed Svetlana, a young girl from the nearby village. Dragged to the Count's castle to witness the horror of his domain, she awaits rescue by her village and especially, her true love. Dracula's Gothic sets and costumes trace inspiration from German Romantic painters, and music lovers will appreciate John Lanchbery's arrangement of some of the most haunting and ominous melodies and motifs of Franz Liszt.